I'm Kat Kemp, and today is Mother's Day, which cynics might say is just a commercial import from America. In the church, however, today is known as Mothering Sunday. It's the fourth Sunday in Lent when, at one time, everyone would return to their home or mother church. Reverend Bryony Taylor, who's the rector of Barlborough Parish Church, can tell us more about the differences between Mother's Day and Mothering Sunday. Thanks ever so much for talking to me this morning. So are they two distinct and different things? I thought they were just the same thing, but just said in a different way, Bryony.
Yeah, that's right. Morning. Nice to speak to you. It's a bit early, isn't it?
No, I know.
Yes, Mothering Sunday has been around an awful lot longer than the sort of commercial Mother's Day as we currently know it. Mothering Sunday comes from, as you've just mentioned, it's fourth Sunday of Lent. And because certainly in medieval period, people would be properly fasting during Lent and really not eating very much at all. And so the fourth Sunday of Lent was always set aside as what we call a refreshment Sunday, which was a day off from the fast. And people would be encouraged to go back home to their home church if they worked away from home, and encouraged to visit their mother church and have a day of refreshment in the middle of what would have been quite a long period of 6 weeks going without the finer things in life.
So it's completely different. So it's got nothing, the Mothering Sunday part is actually nothing to do with mothers then?
Not really. I mean, sort of over the last sort of 100 years or so, people were encouraged, especially young girls that worked in service, so they maybe worked a bit like upstairs, downstairs or Downton Abbey, they would have been working in the stately homes, they were allowed on Mothering Sunday to go home to visit their mother church, and of course they would be visiting their families, and the idea would be that they would perhaps pick some flowers, because at this time of year there's always some lovely daffodils out and pansies. They would pick a posy of flowers and take it home to see their mum. So it's sort of, certainly over the last sort of 200 years or so, it has had a sort of relationship with mothers as well as the mother church.
And you've I understand you've been doing some work with the Children's Society, is that right?
That's right, yes. I helped them to write some materials for use in churches for Mothering Sunday this year, yes. The Children's Society have a campaign this year called Strengthening the Safety Net, and it's all about trying to sort of plug the holes in the safety net that were there before the government cuts. That a lot of churches particularly are trying to deal with, like providing food banks, holiday clubs for kids and that sort of thing. And so we're supporting the Children's Society today in my parishes. I meant to mention I'm also the rector of Clown as well as Barlborough, but it's a bit of a mouthful.
But then, I mean, no, we've got to be accurate. And actually, if you think, because I said, you know, there's no connection between Mothering Sunday and Mother's Day, but actually it's that concept, isn't it, of the mother church being the provider, being that sort of sanctuary for people.
Right.
And of course, you know, linguistically linked to mothers who do the same thing in the family.
That's exactly it. And I think the nice thing about Mothering Sunday as opposed to the secular sort of celebration of Mother's Day is that the church is there for absolutely everybody, whether they aren't a mother themselves, or maybe they've recently lost their mother, or maybe they've had problems with infertility or baby loss. The church is somewhere where everyone can gather together and actually be embraced by the church family and by the love, the mother love of God, as we would describe it.
It's important to talk about that because you know, Mother's Day, and that, you know, there's cards everywhere and images of children or grown up children giving bouquets of flowers to their to their mums, but as you said, for a lot of people, it can be a really, really tough day. I went out and I was asking people about who they would be thinking about on Mother's Day. And so many of the people I spoke to talked about mums that they'd lost and said how on Mothering Sunday and Mother's Day, they would be going to to their mother's grave to put down some flowers. And it's a bittersweet day for many people, actually.
Yes, it certainly is. I mean, it can be a really difficult thing to do. And I quite often encourage people to just have a think about whether they want to come along to the service or not. And it's absolutely fine to say, actually, I think I'll find it too painful this year to actually attend. And it's better to just basically look after yourself and make sure that you've got your own little ritual, perhaps for either dealing with your own grief or just keeping yourself away from things that are going to upset you, really.
And what is the service then like where you are for Mothering Sunday?
We're going to be, I'm giving a preview now, aren't I? We're going to be looking at the story of Moses and the bulrushes today, which is one of the set readings for today, and thinking about how we can help nurture each other. And I'm also going to make sure that there's a space in the service for people to remember their own mothers that we've lost. So there'll be an opportunity for people during the prayers to come and light a candle for their mother if they want to do that, or if they want to light a candle to remember a child that they've lost. So I'm trying to provide a bit of space, really, for people to come together, celebrate all the good and celebrate their mothers if they're around. And everyone will get some flowers today, and we'll celebrate and say thank you to our mums for all that they do for us. But we'll also have a think about how the church can nurture the rest of society as well, and be thinking about people in need in our community and how we might be able to care for them as a mother might care for them.
Lovely to talk to you this morning. That was Reverend Bryony Taylor, Rector of Barlborough Parish Church, and also Clown. Just got to get that right.